Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
With Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Hour number two officially underway right here on the Sports Grid Network, SiriusXM Channel 159. It's Moneyline. Phone lines open, 844-843-6879. Let's find out where JP is going tonight. By the way, JP, what did you do last night? It was the Subway Series game you had. Is that right?
Yeah, we took that over.
How did that do for you?
It's easy money.
There you go. Get a little applause there from the audience. So today, he's going with a total. Now, if it was me, I'd probably head right back to the Mets-Yankees. Hit that Subway Series, go over the 8.5. But there's another game that's sticking out for me, which I think you might be interested in, which is the Angels and the Tigers. I'm going to say you go right back to the Subway Series over 8.5 in the Bronx. Where are you going with your money tonight?
It's how simple it is sometimes. I'm going to the Orioles-Phillies game. I'm betting them because I want them to score runs, and I have no
reasons
otherwise.
I mean, there we go. There we go. The people are cheering on JP's wager tonight. We'll see if it comes in again on another total here. Citizens Bank Ballpark, small ballpark, two good lineups. We'll see what happens here. By the way, Angels, Tigers, even if that was a game, JP, you wanted, just officially postponed due to inclement weather tonight. So that game will move on, I guess, probably doubleheader. I don't know if that there's even another game tomorrow between those two. But we'll see. That game has been canceled, so you can take that off your board if you're looking to handicap that. But JP, ready to roll. He's going with Baltimore and Philadelphia over 9.5. Let's see if the Phillies can get to Bradish tonight. I'll tell you what the Nationals are. They ain't getting them through to anybody right now on the Rockies. In the ninth inning, we'll have a couple more looks at an RBI if we can possibly get there. It doesn't look good, but also through two innings. We had some good shots there in the Guardians game. The Guardians are up 3-0, by the way, on the Royals. But Bo Naylor would have drove those runs home. Second and third, two outs, wasn't able to push those runs across the plate. The Marlins still up 7-1 on the Rays. The Mariners, a 3-2 lead here over the Twins. And again, just about to get underway. A game we were looking at. I did not wager on anything here. But that's the Reds and the Brewers. -138 price here with Freddy Peralta on the mound going up against Lively. Theoretically, you probably have the better pitcher, right, in Freddy Peralta. But you certainly have the better lineup, no doubt about it, here on the Cincinnati Reds. That game is an 8.5 total. Next game up on deck this afternoon, that's Flaherty and Gallen, the Cardinals and the Diamondbacks. We'll get to that game a little bit later. And then also, still going along with the afternoon action, two more games. The Pittsburgh Pirates and the San Diego Padres. I do like a couple props in that game for the Padres and the Pirates, so a little bit later in this hour, we'll get to some of that action there. But there was some good stuff last night on the diamond. And by the way, JP says he's going to wager on the Philadelphia Phillies and the Baltimore Orioles. 2 days ago, you saw the Baltimore Orioles with a clutch base hit in the ninth inning, driving in the winning run to make it 3-2. The Philadelphia Phillies and Alec Bohm, they returned that favor last night.
With a chance to win it in the bottom of the ninth inning. Runners on first and third. Not too many folks have left. Not too many are sitting. And the 1-1. Ground ball toward the home. Yes! Base and into left field. The Phillies have come from behind here in the bottom of the ninth inning. They've scored twice. Alec Bohm wins it with an RBI single to left.
There you go. Philadelphia Phillies 4-3 over the Orioles, which again puts some pressure here back on the Orioles because the Rays had beaten the Marlins last night behind Tyler Glass now in a dominant performance, 4-1. Marlins only had one run and two hits in that game. Nine innings of nothing for the Marlins. But they're returning that favor today against the Rays, hammering them in the ninth inning right now, 7-1 in that game. There you go. So the Phillies looking for a big one tonight. Maybe you win that series over the Orioles. We'll see if that one does happen and takes place. Now, I do think, and again, coming up a little bit later in the show, we handicap some of these games, the Mets and the Yankees, Rodon tonight is going to take the mound here for those New York Yankees. Not getting what you paid for just yet out of Rodon. Maybe that turns around tonight. Maybe it doesn't. Going up against Quintana, who's only had one start on this season for the Mets. But last night, it was the big, big polar bear performance everybody was talking about.
He goes again, and Alonso drills one back toward the left field wall, and it's out of here! Pete Alonso with a line drive, three-run homer. 45 at bat since his last home run. He clocks number 27 on the air with two men on, and the Mets lead it 4-0 in the third.
Talk about Pete Alonso there, right? 45 at-bats without a home run, comes through in a big way. Five RBI night in the Bronx. And what does that say about the Yankees? And how about the Yankees as well? News reports coming out that Aaron Judge is in Tampa working out in simulated games. Jim Bowden, however you pronounce that, he reports yesterday that Aaron Judge, yeah, he's down there working out, but also still feeling that big toe and feeling some pain. That's never good news because you're anticipating here the Yankees making moves at the deadline, but a de facto move at the deadline, like getting a big free agent back. Yeah. Or getting a big trade. That's Aaron Judge getting back into that lineup, which they are waiting for and desperately need. They got hammered last night, but 12 total runs scored in that game. I think, you can't say you're headed for another 12 runs, right? You can't just say that up front. But I do think we get some runs scored in that Mets-Yankees game. Also, we're going to talk in the next segment here about the San Diego Padres and a couple looks in that game. Manny Machado, Juan Soto dropping bombs last night. We're going to talk about that as well. Another 4 o'clock game this afternoon. Toronto and Los Angeles doing some battles out there. Who's going to win that series? Come on back and find out next. It's Donnie Wrightside right here on the Grid now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Last call in Washington. Top of the lineup up against the Rockies. They're down 4-1. Look at some RBI props. We'll see if we get some luck or at least just get somebody on base hit so we can actually have a chance here. By the way, the Mariners looking to threaten more. Up 4-2 on the Twins. Bases juiced, one out here. That game is in the top of the fourth inning. The Guardians continue to roll along here in the bottom of the third inning, up 3-0 against the Kansas City Royals. And the Reds and the Brewers officially underway right now. Friedel's at the plate. Nobody on. One out against Freddie Peralta. We're going to keep our eye right there on that Nationals game. And let's just see. Do we have a guy on base? Because I know it said Lane Thomas was at the plate, but I'm showing right now nobody out. Let's see if a runner does pop up, because that could mean big things for us with maybe a legitimate chance. No, it looks like it's a 1-0 count here. So FanDuel continuously throwing me off right now as we wait to see if we do get some base runners. By the way, yesterday, base runners, 11 base hits for the Padres. They won easily over the Pirates in a bounce-back effort favored by as high as, 225, 240, 250 in that game, depending on when you bet it. But it was Manny Machado, Juan Soto, and Gary Sanchez. This soundbite, Manny Machado.
Manny Machado to lead things off for the Padres. They trail the Pittsburgh Pirates 1-0.
High drive, deep left field. It is deep. It is far. It is gone. Machado with his 20th of the year ties the game with one swing of the bat.
By the way, Manny Machado, I believe it's a Padres record 11 home runs in the month of July. He's really, really swinging a hot bat. Juan Soto obviously knows how to get on base. I think he will today. We're going to handicap that game in just a matter of moments. But just watching along what the Padres are going to do at the deadline will be interesting, because I feel like it's maybe only one move, and that's Juan Soto. You get some prospects back. You weren't going to sign him anyway. Too much money at the end of the season. Can't pay everybody $300-400 million deals. We'll see where that one goes. And by the way, we do have a runner on base here for the Nationals, so we are going to get some looks, hopefully, at an RBI shot in that game. But let's get back to talking about the Padres and what they could do. I don't know if they're going to have enough juice in the tank here to make a run. The talent certainly is there. Frontline starting pitching, if they get in the playoffs, absolutely it's there. But we'll see what happens with Soto. But as I said, keep that marker in the back of your head right now. We're going to get back to Juan Soto in just a few moments. The Dodgers and the Jays, another crazy one. Extra inning game, which ended this way.
Now it's James Allman, who's got a perfect night going. Two walks, two hits.
High fly ball, deep center field. Kiermaier's back. It's off the top of the wall. It doesn't matter whether it's a home run or not. It's ball game.
15 runs, 24 hits in that game last night. We'll see if that continues today. They also have an afternoon game. But let's get to some of these updates. Let me just make sure I can load in and see what we have for starting lineups here. Let's get to see what we have. Okay, coming up, because I do want to get to that game with the San Diego Padres and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Another heavy favorite for the Padres today. I do think they win because they're a better team than Pittsburgh. It doesn't show right now, which is kind of odd. San Diego's lineup being official, but Pittsburgh's lineup is official right now. Let's double check to see what we have here, because the lineup looks really good for the Padres, even though it's not official. Johan Oviedo has really struggled against left-handed batters over the past 30 days. 71 he's faced, a 350 ISO, and a weighted on base percentage of 366. So let me see if we have a number. 20th ranked pitcher on the card today with a 105 xFIP minus number. So again, it's not disastrous. It's not great either. Now, if we're lining up players who should be able to do some damage, and again, coming from the prospect of Oviedo is a right-handed pitcher and he does struggle here going up against left-handed batters, Soto sticks out like a sore thumb. 425 weighted on base percentage against right-handed pitching, 333 ISO power number, K rate only 15%, and a walk rate of 19%. He should be on base tonight. He really should be. So today, I actually went with a same-game parlay, which we won yesterday down in D.C., which was nice. And by the way, D.C., Joey Meneses is at the plate right now. 4-1 is the score. Nobody's out. Here's what we need. Meneses has to move these runners over. If he walks, that would be fantastic. If he has a sac fly, runners at second and third, that's even better, because we get a couple good looks at some props here. This might be a way that we can bail out, at least get one, but it looks like we're going to have an opportunity. Let's see what happens with Meneses here at the plate. If he hits a home run, I might just log off the show at this point. Now, we'll tie up and send it to extras, but that's not what we're looking for here. We're looking for opportunities to cash like a plus 170 ticket right here, which we might be able to do. But back to the Padres. Juan Soto is probably the best way to go at this. Oviedo, as we said, has really struggled up against left-handed batters. That's where we're focused. But take a look. Like I just showed you, or we were listening in on Manny Machado hitting that 11th home run in the month of July. We're not even done July yet at this point here. It's pretty incredible. He's got a 406 ISO and a 452 weighted on base percentage. Like if you just went in this game and said, okay, I think there's going to be big damage done here at the plate by the Padres. If you went Soto, Machado, and Bogarts, all three of those guys, elevated weighted on base percentage, low K rates here, high walk rates, they should be getting on base. That might not be a bad look, but I think Soto's the best of it because I'm trusting left-handed batters. Now, if you want to extend it throughout that lineup, there's a guy at the bottom of that order that's probably going to have really, really good value, and that's Trent Grisham. So let's take a look here at some of the odds in this Padres game, to be honest. Let's see. Let me log back in here because I'm going to see what Soto, Machado, Bogarts, and even Cronenworth out of the six hole, 326 weighted on base percentage. He is a left-handed batter. That might make some sense here. But let's take a look at the true RBI props here. Keep in mind, it's a 410 game, so about 2 hours away from it. We got some time to make our minds up here. All right, RBI props for that game tonight, or this afternoon, I should say. Xander Bogaerts is a plus 205. Big number there. Jake Cronenworth, 215. Manny Machado, plus 140. Now, where is... Now, I don't see Juan Soto here, which is interesting. So let me just try to hit this refresh button to see if we have those official lineups in the door. Is that what we're waiting on here? Because I don't see that here. Now let me go to Twitter and just type in a response here of Soto. Let's see. Any shenanigans going on today in this game here? Juan Soto not in the lineup? Nothing official? How about we just go Padres lineup then, since Soto's apparently a popular name here. Padres lineup. Do we have anything official here? Because to not have Soto, it's not showing right now. Latest here on X/Twitter. Might have to wait for that to come out. So let's take that off there. Where did I say the Trent Grisham? Is he on the board here? There he is. Plus 260. See that? Plus 265. Ooh, that's a tasty number here at this point. And by the way, you guys know how I get sometimes. I see bases loaded. It's four to... What's going on here? So we have Manessas singled, Ruiz popped up, Dominic Smith hit by pitch. Okay, here we go. Dominic Smith hit by pitch with the bases loaded at this point. We'll take it any way we can get, people. That's going to cash a ticket. But by the way, because I look, you know me. I'm like, hey, we'll take one of those and that'll be fine because we're lucky to get that. And I understand that. But this inning started with a Lane Thomas walk, Jamer Candelario walk, Joey Meneses single, which meant Ruiz came up with bases loaded and nobody out and popped up. So thank you, Dominic Smith, for at least doing your job there. But that legitimately could have been two really nice props in the door in that game. But we got one. And honestly, sometimes that's all you can ask for. Now, Kwan is up with the bases loaded, but two outs here for the Guardians. If he makes an out, that means we lead off the next inning. Don't do it to us. We're going to cash some tickets in here. Still a long way to go. Let's pick up some W's. Let's have some fun. And I do want to get back to talking some NFL action. Don't go anywhere. It's Donnie Wrightside right here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Could have had a big commercial break there. Didn't work out in our favor. Bases loaded and two outs with Cleveland. Jimenez was at the plate. Looks like he struck out, which is bad news because if he had a base hit, that would have cashed another ticket. But we did get Dom Smith at a plus 175 price. And by the way, drama now. Drama for the Rockies and the Nationals. 4-3. 2-0 count, bases loaded. Two outs here. We'll see how this one ends up. A base hit's probably going to win that game. A walk would tie it, which would be beautiful to go to extra innings with a chance to maybe do a little damage and pick up an extra RBI prop. But it's a shame in that Guardians game. We've had a lot of chances to cash in. Let's just see if we can here, because two sides on the Guardians. Look, if push comes to shove, we only lose a couple dollars here on that Nationals game. Hopefully we can cash in one of these tickets on that Guardians game to sort of help us out. But another game is underway today, and that is the Reds and the Brewers, 0-0 as we head to the bottom of the second inning. Next game on tap, Cardinals and the Diamondbacks. Not really in love all that much with that game, but I do like the Padres game here. We're just waiting for official lineups in that Padres game. Let me just check one more time here to see if we have that, because then we'll probably get some of those Soto props that would pop up as well, but we don't have official numbers here yet on that game. And by the way, it's coming up quickly also. 4-4 now here. Good news. Good news here. So I guess I want to say that was a walk. It probably wasn't a base hit. Rockies and the Nationals now tied at 4. So overbackers are rejoicing right now at this point here. Let's get to extras. Maybe an extra chance to salvage another RBI. Could it be? Could we get some of that? You know the gambling gods out here. They got to give it to us. Gambling gods, extra innings for us?
Looks good, Donnie. Let's send it to the 10th inning.
There we go. Yeah. Let's send that bad boy to the 10th inning. Cash in some props at that point right there. All right. So let's keep it in neutral here for us. 4-0 Guardians over the Royals. The Guardians have four runs scored. I don't have any RBI props yet in the door. I got two guys, had some good looks already. Just didn't happen yet. So let's see what happens in the bottom of the ninth inning with C.J. Abrams at the plate. So we're flipping over that lineup. Maybe able to do some big things and extras. Maybe even a Grichik RBI here from a Rockies perspective. But Bard needs to get out of this inning so we can get into the 10th inning and see if we can do some damage here. But we are talking football here, and rightfully so. Everybody showing up to camp. You see the highlights out here. Aaron Rodgers looks like he's already won a Super Bowl with the New York Jets, with Garrett Wilson, DeAndre Hopkins making his debut for the Titans. It's all going down right now, which includes big-time quarterbacks getting big-time paychecks here in the NFL. None bigger than Justin Herbert right now, ruling the universe, getting $260-plus million over 5 years. A wonderful deal for him, and what should be a wonderful deal for Joe Burrow, who's next on deck here to do some damage. He's going to get more. That's what it is. It should be the easiest negotiation you can possibly have for the Cincinnati Bengals. And for the people out there that are like, well, you know, he's still under contract. There's really no rush. I mean, technically, no, there is no rush. But with all of these other quarterbacks eligible for extensions getting paid here, you know he's going to be next and in the door. Now, also, you saw earlier, maybe two, 3 weeks ago at this point, maybe, Joe Mixon taking a pay cut here to come back to the team, keeping everybody intact, but also there's a couple wide receivers. Now, here's the interesting thing. Again, in the NFL, you're blessed to have players as good as the Cincinnati Bengals have. Ja'Marr Chase is fantastic. T. Higgins is fantastic. Joe Burrow is, you know, generational type player for that organization. You got to love that, but you also got to pay those guys. You're going to break the bank at quarterback and two wide receiver positions for a notoriously cheap franchise? I don't know. Because the report coming out here from Kelsey Conway, Bengals wide receiver T. Higgins is here at practice and participating despite no contract extension yet. T. Higgins is entering the final year of his deal with the team. He's really good. Is he going to play and be happy under a deal where he has no more guaranteed money left? I don't know about that. Now, I know you're in a holding pattern if you're the Bengals. But you know what's interesting? And this is where the smoke and mirror game comes in here in the National Football League with the salary cap. You just saw the deal that was signed by Justin Herbert. His cap space number was like $30 million entering into the year, final couple years of his deal. He signs for like $50 million a year and it goes down to 19. So it actually saved it. And by the way, the game is over now for the Washington Nationals. They won 5-4. I don't know if it was a single here. I'm getting the update right now. It was a single from C.J. Abrams. So they come all the way back against the Rockies, down 4-1 in the ninth inning to pick up that victory. So I know Moose is listening to this one. That's a tough scene, Moose. Sorry about that one. I know we had a parlay ticket in there with the Rockies. Looked like they were doing some damage and going to be an easy victory in that game. It certainly didn't work out in that direction. But my goodness, what a comeback here from the Nationals as they finished that off. And again, we lost a little bit of money. I think $10 on that game. Could have been worse with an 0-for-3, but we salvaged an RBI there in the ninth inning at a Dom Smith at a plus 175 price. We'll take that here. Now all eyes switch over to Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Guardians to see if we can cash that in. By the way, the Reds and the Brewers, two outs, bottom of the second inning, runner on third base. I did not wager on that game, but Yelich would have been one of those guys that I was taking a look at here. So that's the way that plays out. But by the way, again, talking about salary caps there in the NFL, Justin Herbert getting all of that money, lowering his cap space. The reason I bring that up is because you can equate that over to the Cincinnati Bengals. You have Joe Burrow at quarterback, all-world guy, going to make all the money in the world, but theoretically he's going to lower his cap number at least in that first year. Justin Herbert is getting $100 million in his bank account in year number one from that contract, but it only counts $19 million against the cap because of all the gymnastics that you can work out on the back ends of those contracts. So even though T. Higgins is out there saying, I'm actually surprised he showed up to camp. But the Bengals are one of those organizations where players are like, hey, I want to be traded or make more money. Like, so what? Sit down. We don't need you. Because the Bengals, the one team that are all about the bottom line. And that's what they care about most. Now, they have a good young core, and credit them for drafting appropriately. Now, granted, how hard was it to be a horrendous football team and draft Joe Burrow number one, right? Doesn't take that much. You got a slightly good deal there on your running back because he had some off-the-field issues at Oklahoma with Joe Mixon. T. Higgins was a great draft pick. That guy was a great player at Clemson. And then Ja'Marr Chase, who fell into your lap, but you still were able to draft him. That's a good sign. So you have that young core that's ready to compete with a good young head coach, but you got to treat them right here. You can't treat the bottom line. But the one thing that we always say about the Bengals being cheap is, you know, I remember so many years ago where Jerry Jones was upset with the Bengals, going like, okay, salary cap's going up. Oh, no, we can't operate like this. And Jerry Jones directly telling Mike Brown, the owner, give me the keys to your stadium. I'll sell those naming rights. I'll put money in your pocket. And they refused to do that. So whenever you have those CBA arguments between owners, sure, the high-end teams like the Dallas Cowboys would get upset because that the lower market team, the smaller market teams would all band together. But Jerry would try to knock down that equation and say, come on now. Like, we understand you're a smaller market, but there's way more revenue streams that you are not getting. Because your dad's name is on the stadium, you don't want to sell the rights, therefore you want to hold some of the other teams hostage. Well, they sold those rights now. It's Paycor Stadium. It's no longer Paul Brown Stadium in Cincinnati. So they were getting ready here to pay Joe Burrow. It's just a matter of time when Joe Burrow was going to get paid. Now, also, you want to get these deals done sooner than later. The Bengals showed up to camp. You see a lot of these deals coming down. It doesn't even matter what position. If guys are eligible for extensions and they're working towards those, the deadline is, hey, before these players take the field, we want them under contract. That's the name of the game in the NFL. And a lot of teams have done that, whether it's a star left tackle, a tight end. Cole Kmet just got signed today, 4 years, $50 million for the Chicago Bears. You're also seeing guys like the Dallas Cowboys trying to get Zach Martin re-upped here in this point. Before they actually take the field with some serious contact out here. I can't say days here for Joe Burrow. It feels like hours right now for Joe Burrow before he gets signed. How much longer do you let this linger? Now, granted, the interesting point about that is, though, health-wise, getting through, messing with your mind, Joe Burrow has been a really good soldier about this over the past year. My time will come. You know, I'm not going to do this in the press. We'll get this done behind the scenes, which is great. Because a lot of the times, this does get nasty at times. Kyler Murray, Arizona Cardinals, got a little bit nasty there. I mean, it got so nasty, they actually put in his contract, hey, buddy, if you don't study, we're taking your money away. Which they had to get rid of that. But that's kind of ridiculous at this point. But you can't let your franchise guy. Look, everybody else is getting paid. Joe Burrow has done everything you needed from that organization, turning it around, getting to the Super Bowl, and within a few minutes of winning a Super Bowl against the Rams. They went to the AFC Championship game and turned on the gas. This is a really good football player that you want to take care of. And also, you're not looking to skimp at this point. You know what the parameters of the deal are going to be. It's $265-plus million you must spend on this guy with a ton of money up front. Now, every owner in the NFL is rich to a degree. Kroenke and the Rams, extra rich for what he's bringing to the table off the field. He can afford to stroke those massive checks, not only to build a stadium all by himself, but to give that front-end money, which allows you to circumvent that salary cap in a way. We'll see what the Bengals do and what expense does it come from. I mean, Mixon already took the pay cut. T. Higgins is waiting on his money. How much is Joe Burrow getting? I'm going to say, by this Friday, Joe Burrow is taken care of and that contract has been wrapped up. It's the only way it's supposed to be here. Come on back. Let's talk Major League Baseball. Let's get updated on a bunch of things. And I'll be back. Sonny Wrightside Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, right back at it here. Closing in style today on the show. By the way, Man, stop the madness right now in Cleveland. You got two home runs on the day. You saw two home runs yesterday by Bo Naylor. You got two home runs today by Jose Rodriguez. I'll just make sure that that was a home run that came through. I didn't get the update just yet onto my phone. Let me see here. How can I update this quickly here? Was it Ramirez? I guess Ramirez has two home runs today. My goodness. And also, another base knock here for a player on the Cleveland Guardians for us with nobody on base. We still have a long way to go. I get it. But five runs have been scored by the Guardians. We haven't cashed in any tickets yet on that. We'll see. Jimenez out here. Naylor. At least Naylor got a base hit for once. I mean, way to wake up at this point. By the way, Reds and the Brewers, no score there. Mariners and the Twins, 4-3. Next game up, as we said, Cardinals, Diamondbacks, Pirates, and the Padres. Now, we don't have... Oh, there we go. How about this? Now, I told you guys, and also, the shame of it is, my same game parlay included Juan Soto this morning. So I guess my same game parlay is down to just money line here on the Padres, which doesn't sound all that great. In the starting lineup today, just came out official 4 minutes ago. Kim, Tatis, Machado, Bogarts. That's the first four guys. Do you know who's missing? Yeah, that's Juan Soto. He's not in the lineup today. Now, I guess you could say he's going to get the day off, but boy, he matched up really well with Oviedo. And I know players can't play every day, and I get that. And from a night game to a day game, I get that as well. But let's look at that lineup today. You know who played last night? Fernando Tatis. You know who played last night? Manny Machado. You know who played last night? Xander Bogaerts. They're all in the lineup today. Soto was out. Now, we haven't had anything picking up here behind the scenes where anybody's making any hay about Juan Soto and phone calls being picked up at this point. And there's no factual data that's going to say, hey, it's definitely happening here. Something's going through. But whenever you see trade week here, a player that's supposedly on that deadline and probably will be moved, or at least thought to be moved, not coming into a game here on a Wednesday, that's certainly going to bring up some questions. Now, I don't know if that's going to be come to fruition, and he's going to get moved, or he's out of the lineup because the deal is coming a little bit later in the day. We don't know that, or even where he might actually land at this point. But the fact he's not in the lineup and how long it took to get that official lineup out, let's keep in mind, it's basically a 4:10 first pitch Eastern time. 2:40 is when that lineup came out. Usually they're well ahead of it. Pirates had their lineup out for a long time. They really did. And by the way, the Guardians now have 7-0. There's 7 runs scored in that game. And we haven't cashed in. Like our fade was against Heasley, and it was correct. A David Fry home run. So some guys that we barely ever hear of are knocking the baseball around. Hopefully, we get some damage here done by our guys because bad pitching is going to be all the way through. You're going to get the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th inning. We had 4 more innings of our guys to do a little bit of damage. Just looking for the 1-1. And Jimenez is the guy that we want. We've had some really good chances in this game to cash that in. Hasn't happened just yet. But the Major League Baseball card coming up now. Let me see if we have the new look lineup inputted into my database here for the San Diego Padres coming up in this game here in just a few hours. 4:10 again is that first pitch, so about an hour and a half away. So Tatis not in the lineup, but again, if you are going to give it a go, Manny Machado is probably the best of it today. He really is. 406 ISO, we went over the numbers already. That's something that could possibly be on the front line. But again, interesting that Juan Soto is not going to be in this ball game today. 4 o'clock start here. Dodgers and the Toronto Blue Jays. Once again, had a wild finish to the game last night, no doubt about it, with James Outman.
Now it's James Outman who's got a perfect night going. 2 walks, 2 hits.
High fly ball, deep center field. Timmy is back. It's off the top of the wall. It doesn't matter whether it's a home run or not. It's ball game.
Kikuchi on the mound tonight has gotten a lot better over the past couple weeks here. He's got a 95 xFIP minus, an ERA now under 4 when he was really struggling to start the season out. On the mound here for the Dodgers, going up against that Toronto lineup, is Tony Gonsolin. Tony Gonsolin, by the way, 23rd here on the chart out of 28 eligible pitchers with at least 20 innings pitched over the past 6 weeks. XFIP minus number, a 115 price. Do you actually have the better pitcher on the mound today from the Toronto Blue Jays? But also, how do these lineups line up? If we're looking for RBI opportunities, Gonsolin's numbers, at least his weighted on base percentages and his ISO power numbers, are elevated against left-handed batters, at least for the last 30 days. His seasonal numbers for Gonsolin are actually very good. ISO 143, weighted on base percentage 277. That's good. He's been dominant against right-handed batters all season long, including the past 30 days. But left-handed batters is where he's leaking oil. 317 ISO, weighted on base percentage 380, leads you right in the Brandon Belt. Belt's a high strikeout guy. 35% of the time he strikes out here against right-handed pitching. Quite frankly, there's only three guys in the lineup today. That's Belt, that's Varsho. So what is it, Belt? Yeah, Belt, Varsho, and Biggio are the three guys that'll be lefties in the lineup today. Belt, 35% K rate. Look at Varsho, 36% K rate. Now, Varsho's got terrible numbers against right-handed pitching. So even though he's a lefty, and let's just say Gonsolin has struggled a little bit with lefties, he's not even going to be close to a lineup card there. But Kevin Biggio, 9-hole here, 356. That might make a little bit of sense. And by the way, relook the numbers we just went over here for the San Diego Padres. Let me just get back to that game quickly. Grisham is still in that 9-hole today as a left-handed batter. Like, Cronenworth and Grisham make a little bit of sense to me today in that game here. Let me take a look. What are the price points here that we might be getting again? Let's go Major League Baseball. Let me log back in. And by the way, the pet peeve on these websites, don't log us out so quickly, man. Stop. Like, it's me logging in here. Every 5 minutes, don't kick me out. So I have to log in to get some updated numbers. But Oviedo, for the Pirates who's pitching, let's go to player props and also to record an RBI tonight. Like, again, we were looking at Juan Soto. Thought he would do some damage, but it looks like that, you know, was he going to pinch hit at this point? Grisham is a 270. 270 RBI number tonight. Who else were we looking at, by the way? Jake Cronenworth. Is he even listed on here? I don't even have Jake Cronenworth listed here. He's officially in the order. Actually, you know what? Hold on. He might not be, because this isn't showing official just yet. Let me just go back here to handy-dandy Twitter. No, Cronenworth's in there. One, two, hold on. Stop slipping away from me. One, two, three, four, five, six. He's sixth in the lineup tonight, which is what we anticipated here. But I don't have him there. That 270 price. Let me tell you something right now. We have some time until this game gets underway. But I really think if we pop up a number here at Bet365 for Cronenworth, I'm going to go Cronenworth and Grisham. Two really good price points. And again, that's one of the best ones you're going to see here on Grisham at plus 270. Let's get to the phone lines here. 844-843-6879. Chris from Boston, he's here. He's ready to go on a Wednesday afternoon cashing in some tickets. What's up there, Chris?
What's good, DRS, man? I've been calling. I just wanted to call to say, call to say what's up. I was listening to you, and I was on those Nationals, 4.5.
Yes, team what a total. Comeback.
Giving up,
man.
On it.
Oh, that's nice.
JP.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I was giving up on it, man. But I've got them parlayed with the Guardians on the money line. And, I got to put something with it. Put it with the golf. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the Guardians. And I like that under in Arizona, man, at 8.5. The last time Gallen pitched, he was pitched against the Braves. He held him to, like, 2 runs. You know what I mean? The bullpen kind of gave it up. But to me, I'm looking at that under 8.5. That'll complete the 3-team parlay if the Guardians hold on. And I've simply got a money line parlay on them. And you were talking about Joey Burrow. In my opinion, if I'm the Browns, 5 years, $300 million. The kid is worth every penny. I mean, he's got everything you want in a quarterback. He's got the arm. He's got the relationship. He's got the leadership. He's got the relationship with his teammates. He's got the leadership qualities. I mean, he's confident but not cocky. I just love everything about the kid, man. And so if it's high, if I'm him, I'm 5 years, 300, sounds fair. And I don't know what you think about Soto, man. You were saying he's not in the lineup. I think I might try and trade him because the Padres isn't working. It's just not. Who knows what reason, man? Because I put some money on them to win the World Series at the start of the season. I dropped $100 on them. I think I got them at 13-1. And, man, that's a dead bet. I just, you know, Soto, like you always say, man, he doesn't swing the bat. When he does, he normally makes pretty solid contact. But I don't know. What is his batting average? Right around, what, 250? I don't know. But I kind of agree with you on that, man. I think it's time to look at that Padre team, see what's up. But I would definitely trade him and try to start again. I wouldn't get rid of Machado. He's been probably the biggest, best big contract sign in baseball that's lived up to every penny. But, yeah, man. But, yeah, you know, I'm on the Guardians. The team total already came through. And let's shoot for the Diamondbacks in that under 8.5, Mr. DRS. It's always good to talk to you, my brother. You guys have the best show.
There you go,
we'll
man.
Be looking for the incredulous Cavs tomorrow. Have a good
Absolutely, man. There you go. Nice little phone call in there. Chris and Austin coming up big. And rightfully so, man. Isn't that nice? You write a game off. It's 4-1. And also, I didn't have the team total in that game, but that's a great win to get the 5 runs. I was just happy we got one of the plus 175s in the door on an RBI bet here. Now, waiting for the Guardians. I two guys in the middle of the lineup. They scored 7 runs. We don't have any yet because why? Jose Ramirez is putting on a show today with 2 home runs here and multiple RBIs. But also, Cardinals Diamondbacks coming up 3:41. After that Pirates and Padres game, as I told you, all I need to see is Jake Cronenworth. Because sometimes, you know, I'm okay with going with a single RBI prop for a team, as long as it makes sense. But it is always nice to take 2 larger numbers with 2 guys that you like, figuring that the team's going to score multiple runs, and you'll cash your ticket. Now, Manny Machado, as I said, he's been phenomenal. But I'm more looking towards the left-hand side today to go up against Oviedo. And that would be Grisham, 9-hole batter. By the way, 9-hole batter, 61 at-bats against right-handed pitching last 30 days. How about this? 320 ISO, weighted on base percentage, 380. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. It's probably worth betting. And again, you're not getting a plus 140, plus 150. Grisham's a plus 270 price right now to record an RBI with numbers like that. And you figure guys will be on base. But I want Cronenworth in the middle of that lineup there, too. He's putting on some pretty good numbers here. 326 with a 211 ISO power number. So that does make some sense. And finally, welcome to the party today. The Kansas City Royals now on the board, down 7-1 here. Nobody out, runner on second base. Let's get that game a little bit closer here. Let's make the Guardians score a few more runs at this point here. I think we can make it happen at this point. But also, keep in mind tonight, you know what we're getting. The Women's World Cup. Let's get some plays out there for that. You think we can? Anytime goal scorer, maybe you just want to take that odds boost at the FanDuel Sportsbook. We'll be watching at 9 p.m. tonight. Thursday action for tomorrow, Major League Baseball. Let's cash in some more tickets. We're certainly going to go out in style next. Let's get a recap of the show and see exactly where we're going tonight. Donnie Wrightside right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Final segment of the day here. Boy, time flies here. It's fun. Solo Missions Monday, Tuesday, and also Wednesday. Tomorrow, Kevin will be back in the house with us. The group will be united again, me, JP, and old K-Dub. We got some business to do tonight here. And by the way, let me just do one final check at Bet365 to see if we – there we go. Jake Cronenworth is up. So we're going to go plus 225 for an RBI chance on Cronenworth, and now plus 280 on Trent Grisham. Let me make sure these go in, and they're official. Let's go. Bop. I'm just going to go quarter unit apiece. If both of them hit there, the total return, $100. And $76. That's beautiful. So we're in play again. Cronenworth and Grisham. Cheering on some of these afternoon props. Also, Team USA tonight. I might go with that odds boost tonight. I think Team USA does win. And if they do win, that means Sophia Smith and also, who's the other one that was included in there? It was Sophia Smith. Let me see. Let me just get this updated again. Sophia Smith and Alex Morgan, excuse me. To at least score a goal, either one of those. Both of them score, that's fine. And a plus 150 price. Haven't taken it yet. Might do that. JP, let them know where you're going with tonight.
Yep, going to the game. So I'm going to take the Phillies Orioles over the total.
There you go. Nice hot night for JP in the ballpark tonight in South Philadelphia. There are some other games coming up here on the docket in Major League Baseball that could be interesting. Subway Series there, Mets-Yankees. I think it goes over the 8.5 in that game. I really do. I did have a same game parlay, which was actually on that Padres-Pirates game. But the problem with that is Juan Soto was involved in there. So I'm eventually down to a quarter of a unit wager on the Padres on the money line. Doesn't pay that much. So I guess I'll root for it. But if it does win, I guess I can count that at that point here. Then we can get the dancing going and the music going. But I do ask this. Gambling gods, give me a nice dub here of at least one RBI prop to come in the Guardians game and also in the Padres game.
Donnie, I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
Thank you. That's all I ask for. That's all I ask for is a legitimate chance at that. Now, the showtime is up today. The JP behind the wheels of steel. Donnie Wrightside here coming to you live on a solo mission. The best part about it, again, we'll be back tomorrow. See you later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.